Dr. Marketing Tips, paging Dr. Marketing Tips. Dr. Marketing Tips, you're needed in the marketing department.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast, your prescription to the answers you seek to grow your medical practice easier, better, and faster. This show is all about connecting practice administrators and medical marketing professionals with peers working in practices, learning from experiences, making mistakes, and sharing successes. Let's get started.
Hey there, welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. I am Jennifer.
And I'm Corey.
And today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence and how to use it, and are there any tricks to the trade of helping you use AI to market your medical practice?
Yeah, so full disclosure, we use AI in our agency. We use it to kind of enhance what we're already doing, make us a little bit faster, and sort of help supplement the things that we're doing. It definitely doesn't replace the human touch.
True that, but we do like train the AI 100%. On particular messaging and clients before we start.
Yeah, so what we do is we take our sort of combined, you know, like 50 plus years of marketing expertise between some of the leadership on the team, and we then apply certain layers to that. So we use what we know plus what the client tells us in terms of what their goals are, their personas, their community, the region around them. And we really craft this sort of this muse that we can lean on to help produce things quickly. And so the point of the episode today is to say, let's actually look at some of the prompts that that really work and give some examples of those. And then I wanted to mention, too, that we've actually got a prompt pack you can get from insightmg.com where you can download and see some of the prompts that we use to produce some of the content, and then you can turn around and use those in your own practice.
Yeah, and I think it's over 100 prompts, if memory serves me right.
There's
you get
ton.
The whole list of prompts, plus you get like an Excel sheet where you can just copy and paste. I find it super helpful.
Yeah, it's really nice because you can just go to a specific category. For example, you could just say, social media, and then click on something and say, here, do this research for me, or write this post, or whatever the case may be. And what's nice is the way that we have our models kind of set up is once the client is there, we've got everything sort of loaded, you can just hop in there and say, hey, I need X, Y, and Z. Take that, and then it gives you, depending on what you're asking for, it'll get you partially there, and then you just fill it in the rest of the way, but it should make things a lot easier if you're using that prompt pack.
Yeah, totally. And I use AI actually through my entire cycle. So I'll start my process in, I use Google Drive. So I'll start my process maybe in a Google Doc, put out some ideas, look at what I'm going to work on, throw them, grab the prompt pack, go into ChatGPT or Bard or something like that, find the right client because I have all my chats broken down by the clients that I work with. Go in there, I've already trained the AI on the client, put it in there using the prompt, get it back, and then I'll take that and throw it into something like Grammarly. And then I will rework it all from Grammarly, make sure that it's correct, it hasn't been plagiarized, rework all the documents, then copy it and put it back into my Google Doc. And then I have the editor on the team or someone else that I want to proofread everything, make sure that it's on message. It usually gets tweaked again, if not put back in AI. Then it goes for a client to see. So it doesn't like alleviate it, but it does make certain pieces a little quicker and lets me like move things forward in a much easier way.
Yeah, it definitely removes writer's block. You know, it helps kind of, it helps get jump started. And what I find is when I use AI, I'll wind up having a conversation almost with it. So for example, today I had to quickly write a social post, and luckily I had already sort of trained the AI on this particular client. So I was able to go in and just sort of query it and say, hey, there's a doctor that's retiring. This is what he focuses on. And I need something that is professional and formal, but I also wanted to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And because it was already familiar from the training that we've used in the past, it was able to spit out something. And then I said, no, that's a little too long and a little too fluffy. I wanted this like a little more concise. And then we went back and forth three or four times. And what I wound up doing was taking part of the first one, part of the second one, part of the third one, and then adding something to that from my own that I know that we needed to say about the doctor to kind of like increase engagement. And then I asked it to do a little bit of research in terms of like how this post should be worded for the particular platform we were looking at. And then through all of that kind of stew and stirring that together, I had my post. And it took about, I don't know, like maybe 5 minutes or less. And if I didn't use AI, that was probably, I don't know, like a 15-minute process to kind
Funny
of
thing is
weed
you did
through
that.
All of that.
You did that, and then I was working with you on that little project because it was very last minute. Mm-hmm. And I took it, ran it through a different AI, condensed it even more, played with it some more, wordsmithed it, you know, myself, and then from there took that third version and gave it to the client for review and approval.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not, it doesn't just take away. It helps you. So prompting is the way to make AI work. And so if you can train AI on your particular practice and then use prompts to at least get you to where, you know, you're in a much better starting position, then you can go from there. So let's talk about some of the prompts that are available.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And you're right. You know, AI, it's only as good as the prompt that goes
yes.
into it. So for example, using the social media post that we were just talking about, if I went in and I just said, Dr. Smith is retiring, write me a Facebook post, I would have got something, and it probably would have been trash.
Yeah, the remarkable Dr. Smith was crucial to the needs of his patients.
Yeah, he leaves a legacy of changed lives in his wake, or like something ridiculous uh-huh. like that. But yeah, that doesn't work. So again, it's only as good as the initial prompt. And so what we did with the prompt pack that we created was we looked at a bunch of different use cases and said, okay, so in terms of marketing, how can we create something that our listeners and our viewers would really benefit from? So I've got the prompt pack in front of me. And so what I wanted to do was just kind of pick out a few different things that I think make sense. So, you know, if you're looking, I think it makes sense. And a lot of people don't do this. They kind of skip this step. But to really develop like personas for who you're going after. And you can 1,000% lean into AI to do some of that research for you, especially now that most of them are now connected and can actually search the internet.
Yes.
So if you're using ChatGPT, and if you've been using it for really since it came out, you'll know that originally it only went up to 2021. Now, if you have the paid version of ChatGPT,
which is only about $20 a month,
it's super affordable. When you type in a query, the icon changes and it says searching Bing, and it actually will update for you. So, anyway, you can use this, and I'll read this prompt here. We have one for patient personas and avatars. So the prompt would go something like this: as a marketing specialist, and you're talking to ChatGPT here. Which sounds kind of weird that you're referring to it like this, but you're telling ChatGPT essentially what it is. You're defining the roles before you give it the prompt. So you're saying, as a marketing specialist, your task is to create an ideal customer profile for whatever you are, located in then your region. The practice specializes in whatever your specialty is. Your patient persona profile should be detailed and use a combination of demographics, psychographics, and behavioral data to identify the target market, their interests, and their yearly income. And then so what will happen is it'll spit back multiple personas for you, and then it'll even name them, and you can define age ranges and all sorts of things. And then you can say, okay, and this isn't in the prompt pack, but this is just something that I do when I'm working on this. I'll take that and I'll say, okay, so what matters most to this particular person? Where do they get their information from? And then how can I like best connect or create a message that kind of like resonates with them? The messaging piece is always hit or miss, mostly miss on that side, but it will do all of that research, break it down for me, and then I can copy that and kind of noodle on that piece of it.
So I use the persona prompt to some degree recently with a women's health clinic where I was working on a marketing strategy, like a content development plan for 2024. And I said, let's break it down to kind of like preteen, like pre going to the OBGYN. And then I said, all right, now we want young moms and we want like middle-aged women, like perimenopausal, postmenopausal, like menopausal, postmenopausal, and then, you know, almost what we would refer to as like geriatric, so like older. You know, way past menopause. And we developed through my muse, my doppelganger on ChatGPT, the personas for each of these. And then I would take as an example, they want to really focus on menopausal women and hormone replacement therapy, things of that nature. So I grabbed that persona and we created a full marketing strategy using that persona and speaking only to that woman on the things that are topical for her specifically, and identified an entire 12-month strategy based on that one persona and really used it all within that same conversation, starting with the prompt you're talking about.
And so from there, you could create content and lead magnets, social.
Yep, direct to camera, social videos that we want to do. We were able to do keyword research, really dive into what some of those graphics might be, some of those images that she would resonate with her, looked at, you know, the healthcare holidays specific to that persona and whatnot, and just really dove into that and got really deep on that project.
Yeah, so the healthcare holidays, that's a good segue into the next thing I wanted to talk about. So I think a great way to use AI, and in the prompt pack here, we actually have it listed under the social media tab for captivating post content. And so you can essentially say, what are, you know, the top health holidays for, let's say, orthopedics for the year? So it'll spit that back, and then you'll have basically your calendar at that point. That easy. And, you know, obviously check it, but should be pretty much correct. And then from there, you can say, okay, and I'll read the prompt here. You could say, generate 10 engaging content ideas by providing suggestions for blank. And then so you can just enter in that holiday. And then you could say, help me create visually stunning content, identify ways to create this content that remains relevant and interesting over time. So then it'll give you 10 ideas based off of whatever that month is in February. And then boom, you've got essentially a content plan that obviously you're gonna have to tweak and you're still gonna have to do the legwork on to produce that. But it does a bulk of the planning for you up front. Then you can use your time that you've now just gained by using AI to actually create that content.
I think it's a great point. I think you have to be really careful not getting too deep into the weeds, because you can create so many opportunities that you're not even going to be able to execute them. There's that many that come with it. Let's talk about one that I use all the time. I'm wondering if there's a prompt for it, but I use AI to help me write descriptions for YouTube videos.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. We do have a prompt for that. You can also use it not only for descriptions, but you can use it, speaking of YouTube, for like direct-to-camera scripts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we're talking about descriptions, what we're talking about there is when you upload a video, you want to provide sort of like a, you know, a keyword-rich description below it, because that just helps when someone's searching. But to even back that up a step further, when you're going to produce the video and you're saying, okay, well, let's see, I'm going to have a doctor, he's not great on camera, or maybe he rambles a lot, so we need to like actually keep him focused. So he needs a script. Well, you can go to AI, and we've actually got a prompt in here too, and you can essentially just say, write me a direct-to-camera script focused on the, give me 10 different direct-to-camera scripts. Why not? Give me 10 different ones focused on the top 10 things that someone needs to know, or top 10 questions before visiting OBGYN. And then you get your direct-to-camera scripts. You can kind of tweak those
based on personality or conversation flow and whatnot.
Yep. Yeah. And then once you've got those, you can go back in and say, great, now give me the YouTube descriptions for those. And obviously you're going to need to kind of update those specific to your practice, but then you'll have your scripts, you'll have your descriptions. You can even ask it for keywords, and then you're off to the races.
Yeah, absolutely. I've even gotten recently using AI, I'll go into a video file like Dropbox, who now uses AI to give you live transcripts. So I'll just click it, say copy transcript, take the transcript, throw it into AI with the video description prompt, and then it gives it all the information. I clarify the name of the doctor, clarify maybe the name of the patient or the procedure, it will pop it out, and in about 20 seconds, I'm able to tweak it and move it forward. So we were getting bogged down by the volume of videos that we were producing and getting approved, to the point that we had a little bit of a clog. And I thought, let me unclog the system and I'll just do it myself. And so I started doing this process, and now it's so easy for me to do it. It might take me 30 seconds for each video. It takes me longer to copy paste and just make sure it's right than it is. But I was able to unclog it because I was using AI to do it. And I was leaning into the transcripts that Dropbox was producing for me.
That's awesome.
It really was.
I think a lot of what we're talking about is kind of like marketing 101. Essentially, like you can use AI to accomplish all of these different things. Like you can use it to create a newsletter. Like if you need topics for a newsletter, or you're wondering how to write a newsletter, you can use it for those kinds of things. One thing I wanted to talk about was sort of marketing 201 and sort of AI 201. So you could take your, let's say you've already got email campaigns. You've been doing this for years because you're an ace email marketer. You can download that data, your open rates, your click-through rates, all of those things, upload that into ChatGPT and say, okay, analyze all of these emails from the past, 12 months, 24 months, and tell me what stands out from, what really works from headlines or from body copy, or what gets the most click-throughs and why do those things matter? And it'll actually summarize and give you bullet points and say, you know, your best send time is Tuesday at 8:30. Your top headlines focus on listicles, and your top click-throughs are for your, social media channels or whatever. And then you can take that and sort of wrap that into your new content calendar strategy for the next year. And you can say, well, now that I know what really works with emails, let me tweak all of my emails going forward and lean in to what I know is working, because it just did all the analysis for you.
That's great.
And that's a prompt that's in here.
That's great. I'm going to use that prompt. I'm going to use that prompt in all my recaps for 2023. What about, can you use it for outlining a website or building a landing page?
Yeah, absolutely. So same thing. And again, this is a prompt straight out of here, but you could say outline a wireframe for a visually appealing website by providing ideas and suggestions for design elements such as color schemes, layouts, font, blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on. But the short answer is yes. So if you have a very descriptive prompt, it will give you something pretty good back. And now what they've done is they've actually integrated DALL-E 3 into ChatGPT, which is a fancy way of saying it will also produce images.
Great.
So as you're sort of outlining this landing page, let's say for a new ad campaign you have coming up, you could say, why don't you mock that up for me? And the mock-up is going to be kind of funky, but it's going to give you an idea to say, like, this direction
it's a muse.
This direction works, or ooh, the way that this this call out container under the header, I love that idea. I'm going to take that. The rest of it is garbage, but I'm going to use that and then align that with our brand standards, get that to our web people, and then build this great landing page.
So, absolutely.
Again, it's something where you can kind of pick up the pieces. You may not need all of the pieces, but you can take some of them and run from there.
How many prompts are in this prompt pack?
I don't have the total in front of me, but I know it is over 100.
Great. Over 100. So yeah. Anybody that wants the prompt pack, they can come to the website, download it. You start using it today. Between training their chat or training ChatGPT or their AI on their particular business and the idiosyncrasies, messaging, how the doctor's selecting their name pronounced, things that are already previously approved, stuff like that. Take that, combine it with the prompt pack, and they may be able to do some great marketing.
Yeah, I think you're going to find that there's a ton of time savings in terms of the planning and execution of things and just being able to really just hit the ground running with ideas and saying, like, ooh, I love that, and taking that nugget and then turning it into whatever the campaign is.
That's right. But I really don't think it replaces human. And you look, if you're coming at it and you don't have a clue what's going on, you're not going to have a clue what's going on. But if you come at it as an intelligent individual and you already know how systems work, it's going to help you amplify what you produce.
Yeah, it's essentially like having a parrot on your shoulder that happens to be a marketing expert. So you can just ask it stuff all the time and you don't have to feed it any crackers.
Okay, so with that, I'm Jennifer.
I'm Corey.
And we'll see you next time on the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. Thanks a bunch.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the DrMarketingTips.com podcast. If there's anything from today's show you want to learn more about, check out DrMarketingTips.com for our podcast resource center with all the notes, links, and goodies we mentioned during the show. If you're not already a subscriber to our show, please consider pressing the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss one of our future episodes. And if you haven't given us a rating or review yet on iTunes, please find a spare minute and help us reach and educate even more of our medical practice peers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Doctor's Orders.